The Victorian Golf Open will be one of the first tournaments of its kind after announcing it will split the prize money equally between men and women. Other golf opens across the world offer a much smaller prize purse for women than men, with the US Open offering $2.16 million for men and only $900,000 for women. The introduction of the new prize money in the Vic Open has put pressure on other sporting associations to introduce similar schemes. Campbell Johnson spoke to Kyla Curtis for this story.
The fact that we've now got, you know, sort of an international sanctioning around this event gives us the opportunity to tell this story much more broadly. How does it impact women's sport or women's golf? Well, really simply, it's one event in the whole calendar across the whole year, 1 week, where the men and the women get to practice on the driving range and look at each other and stand alongside each other as absolute equals. And it is the only event of the year that they can do that, because the rest of the calendar is doesn't have pay parity, where men and women play on the same courses. In fact, they never get to play together really at all. So they love the fact that they get to do that. So it gives them a really great experience as athletes. But for the fans and followers of sport, it makes a very clear statement about what we want to do in the future moving forward, that we see our male and female athletes equally, we value them equally, and we want the rest of the world to do exactly that.
Yeah, for sure. And is this a sign of things to come? Do you think other sports, I know you're heavily involved in the AFLW, do you think this is a sign of things to come in these sports, and is there much movement on that?
Oh, absolutely. It's a no-brainer, really. What we've already seen, the World Surfing League has already committed to pay parity. They did that about 6 months ago, I think it was. So really terrific to see their sport. And that's being led by the female athletes within that sport saying, no, we want to get to a place where our male and female surfers are valued equally by the governing body of the sport. From a Golf Australia perspective, this is our template for our new tournaments moving forward. We'd like to get to a place where we can create pay parity, gender balanced event, like the Vic Open. We'd like to do that with all of our state-based opens that we oversee and manage. And we want to role model that. Part of our Vision 2025 Women and Girls strategy is around focusing on our culture and leadership. And the critical component around that is that we want to set and role model the standards and expectations that the sport will be led by. And that's really important, that we want to role model what we want the rest of the golf world to be. So, you know, there's that saying, if you can't see it, you can't be it. Well, we want to be the thing that we want to see everyone else do within golf, and that is to treat women, men and women equally. And I think certainly if golf is taking those steps forward, we're seeing some better moves towards increased pay for athletes in other sports. Cricket have done a great job around that. AFLW is, that's an evolving process as the competition expands. But we want to be part of that movement towards improving the conditions and improving the remuneration for not just our players, but also the staff within sports as well.
Former elite Aussie Rules footballer, TV and radio sports commentator Kylo Curtis speaking to The Wire's Campbell Johnson there.